In hindsight, I should have known better than to sign that lease. I should have listened to my gut, made up an excuse, turned tail and ran for my life. I was a bit too polite and maybe a bit of a pushover and ignored the huge red flags that were popping up all over the place. When I came by for a visit, the home looked like ground zero. "Oh, we just had a party last night. Cleaning day is tomorrow," he said, grinning sheepishly. There was a girl passed out on the couch, which supported that fact. The girl turned out to be his girlfriend, who was living there as an extra tenant, rent-free. "She's just between jobs, and it makes sense for her to stay with me, you know," was the excuse when I snapped one day after being late for work for the second time in a row because she had hogged the bathroom all morning. That was when the night before I had been sleepless, due to yet another party thrown on a weekday night. To top it all off, that day she had eaten the leftovers I had set aside for dinner. I ended up breaking the lease and getting an apartment on my own. No more roommates for me.